The death toll in the Northern California fires has risen to at least 42. It's been about a week and a half since the fires began. Weather conditions are now improving. Some rain is on the way, and firefighters continue to make progress. Many evacuees are returning home, and the region is turning toward recovery. FEMA Administrator Brock Long was there yesterday to survey damage and encourage residents to apply for assistance if needed. Let's check in now with KQED's Dan Brecke in San Francisco. Dan, what is the latest on the fires? How many are still burning?
Well, they're pretty much all still burning, and some of these things are going to keep burning and smoldering until there's a really good soaking rain. But so what we're looking at is how contained they are. And the news is really good on that front. The biggest, most devastating fire that people have heard about, called the Tubbs Fire, which burned through parts of Santa Rosa, is more than 90% contained this morning. And those containment numbers are going up everywhere. But the head of CAL FIRE, the agency that's in charge of the response for many of the state's fires, appeared in Napa yesterday, one of the communities that's been affected. And he was emphasizing that, you know, we're really not done with the fire season. We've got another bout of hot weather coming. And anyway, here's what he had to say to the folks in Napa yesterday.
Right behind that will be wind, and we're looking at Santa Ana winds in Southern California in the coming weeks. And so our eye is on the ball. Our eye is on the ball for the long haul.
And to emphasize what he's saying there, I mean, the state, which already has a massive number of firefighters coming in from other states, is asking for further assistance. And when he's speaking of Santa Ana winds, weather forecasters are talking about the potential for record heat in Southern California, which is one of the primary ingredients to, high fire danger.
Now, we've heard about the number of dead, at least 42 at this point. There are also dozens of people who are still reported as missing. What kind of efforts are going on to find them?
Well, there's an intensive law enforcement investigative effort. They've had detectives working on this from the beginning, and I think the difference is the scale of it. But this list has been whittled down from there have been as many as 1,800 people reported missing. So now we're under 100, and there are about 40 they believe in Sonoma County itself. So, you know, this involves classic detective work, but it also involves, you know, flying over suspected places where people may be with drones and then a site search. People have been found that way. The other thing that is actually very interesting to see, the officials are not releasing the names of who they're still looking for. But you see this online. On Facebook, for instance, there are groups that have been started to assist with the search.
That's Dan Brecke of KQED in San Francisco, watching the fires that have been going on in Northern California. And, of course, a lot of people now for the first time being able to go back and see what's left of their property. Thousands of homes and businesses destroyed. Dan, thanks so much.
You're welcome.